He gives twice who gives promptly. He gives twice who gives promptly. Have you ever thought of giving a gift to another person or doing a kindness to another person and then didn't do it because something else came up? Have you ever thought of being a loving, gentle being and then you did not be a loving, gentle being because it was not convenient, because you didn't do it? He gives twice who gives promptly. Our life is going by at a jillion miles an hour, a jillion miles a second. It's just whipping by us, and we only see a very small part of it. We only live a very small part of it. We only enjoy a very small part of our life because it is going by so fast. We have the opportunity day in and day out to do beautiful things for ourselves and for others. We have the opportunity to give wonderful things to our friends and neighbors and our family and to ourselves. But do we do it? Do we really do it? Are we really on top of all the glorious things that we can do in our life? And the answer is, most of the time, no. And most of the time, no, because we are so busy doing nothing. We are so busy running around the world, chasing all sorts of rainbows, chasing all sorts of opportunities, and doing nothing about them. Reading a good book is a wonderful thing. But going to your family and taking time to praise your children, your wife, your husband, for the wonderful things that they're doing is even more important than reading a book. Reading a book allows us to think about some other person's point of view, some other person's attitude, some other person's world, some other person's life, and it is not really important to us. What is important to us is what's going on in our world, what's going on in our life. Did you ever have the desire to get up and say to someone, "Hey, that was very thoughtful of you. Thank you very much." Or did you say to your children, "You are so sweet, you are so wonderful, you're so gentle, you're so kind. You always have a kind word." We hear the story of the child who, a young man or a woman, who went into the hospital and went to their father who was on his dying bed. And he was preparing to die, and the child, who was 40, 50 years old, leaned over and said to his dad, "Dad, I love you. Dad, you're wonderful." And he kissed his dad right on the mouth. And he's going to die. And he kissed his dad right on the mouth. He said, "Dad, I've always wanted to show you how much I loved you. I always wanted to kiss you." And the father looks up and said, "Son, I always wanted to kiss you, and I always wanted to tell you how much I loved you. But I didn't. I didn't, and I don't know why I didn't, and I don't know why I didn't, but thank you so much for telling me you love me. Thank you so much." And the father might not even say those beautiful words, but he might have a beatific smile on his face. And he might move to his next dimension, feeling that he had indeed completed his work on this dimension. Are you completing your work on this dimension? Are you giving all the praise that you can give? Are you giving all the smiles that you can give? Are you giving what you give promptly? Or are you waiting for another day when time might be too far gone for it to be appreciated? Always know that we don't work on that attitude. Time is not too far gone for things to be appreciated, because if you do it, you appreciate it. And that's all that counts. If you do it, you appreciate it, and you have given the gift. But give it promptly. Give it promptly, and give it often. Tell your neighbors how thoughtful they are. Tell your neighbors how wonderful they are. Tell yourself, "Hey, I'm a nice guy. I like me. I like me. I like me." Hey, that's a gift to give promptly, to say "I like me" to yourself. Did you say "I like me" to your spouse? Did you say, I like me to your children? Did you say, I like me to your employees or to your fellow workers? Did you say, I like me to the world? I like me, I like me. Did you say, I like me to everything in your life? Well, when you do that, you give it promptly, when it comes to mind. Giving thoughts of thanksgiving is so truly important and so wonderfully, powerfully uplifting to us. Giving thanks is the greatest healing blessing we can ever do for ourselves or for anyone else. Giving a healing blessing. To give a gift is a healing blessing. You give gifts to yourself, yes, and you give gifts to others, but you give a gift to the world of you being a happy person. You give a gift to the world of you being a person who sees everything in the world as good and very good. You give the gift of seeing the world as you have created it, a magnificent experience. You give the gift of love to the world by first giving it to yourself. And when you first give it to yourself, you know how to give it out to all of your world, to all of your world. You know how to do it. And it's a simple, wonderful, glorious thing to do, and you know how to do it. Are you ready for doing these wonderful things? Are you ready for being wonderful? Are you ready for knowing how glorious life is because you give a gift promptly when you give it? You give a gift regularly. You give yourself as the greatest gift. When you go to the hospital to visit people or friends, you're giving yourself as the gift that's there. Any flowers is superfluous. When you come home and you greet your family and you give the gift of yourself to your family, oh, it's so good to be with my family. I enjoy your company and mean it. Leave off the television sets, leave off the radio, leave off everything else. Spend some time with your family. Be with them. Give them the gift of yourself. The greatest, most glorious gift you could ever give unto the world. Give unto all in your world that beautiful being that you are, that beautiful being that says, I like me, that beautiful being that says, I live in a wonderful world, that beautiful being that says, this is a fantastic place to be, and I love it, I love it, I love it. The greatest gift we can ever give is ourselves. And it's very easy to give. Yes, it is. But give the gift promptly. That means live in a state of consciousness of bliss, a state of consciousness of joy, a state of consciousness where you like yourself, where you like your creation, you like the world. You, instead of finding problems in the world, you find solutions. Instead of finding things in the world that need improvement, you give it your love, unconditional love, just the way it is. And you see through all illusions that might be negative to the positive that's there, to the joy that's there, to the life that's there, to the love that's there. You are yourself. Be quick about your gift giving. Be quick about doing it. Do it promptly. Do it wonderfully. Do it now. He gives twice who gives promptly. And the reason we say he gives twice who gives it promptly, because when you have given it, you have given the gift to another, and you have also given the gift to yourself. For you cannot give to anyone else in this world unless you have first given to yourself. And when you have first given to yourself, you have given the most wonderful gift the world could ever know. The gift of unconditional love. Unconditional love. No judgment. Just with absolute love. And you are the receiver. And you are the giver. And it is all in your world. Begin today giving unconditional love. Be the giver. And give promptly. And see that it's twice given. Know that you live in a wonderful world filled with love that you have shown forth. And know that I love you I love you. I love you.